Welcome home to our community of love and light. I'm Kate Large, and this is our sixth class module call for the Game of Life Mastery program. And I am so very excited to be introducing you to Florence's energy. And I'll be sharing some other information as well. But first, we'll begin with some admin info. The recording and transcript of today's call will be available within 48 hours. And this class module will be about 45 minutes. Now, immediately after our call completes, I'll be answering any questions that you may have. And if a question comes up for you, please jot it down if you're listening on the phone or type it into the queue if you're listening on the web. And I want to invite everyone to share in the Facebook your experience with Florence's energy during this call. I would love it if you would share what you experience. Now, our next class module call will be Tuesday, August 11th, and your homework for next week is to read Chapter 2, The Law of Prosperity, and complete the inside assignment. And I want to remind you, if this is your first time participating in the Mastery Program, you also get a 30-minute one-on-one session with me. And if you haven't already scheduled your session, please go to the private one-on-one sessions section on the Mastery website and follow the directions there to schedule your session. And if the dates and times do not work with your schedule, please email me privately and I'll see what I can do to schedule a time for you. Now, I believe I mentioned this before, the Game of Life workbook will be in its second printing this year. And I'm really celebrating this. I'm so excited. And I'll be making a few updates to the workbook, and I'd like to include as one of those updates your experience with the Mastery Program. So I would absolutely love it and be so grateful to you if you would email to me your experience of the program. Now, the publisher will have the final say on what goes in the workbook, but if your testimonial is not used in the workbook, and even if it is, I'll also be using it on the website and in emails about the program. And if you have a website, we can also reference your website. Now, what you share may be the deciding factor for someone who's on the fence about diving into this program. So I would really love it if you would take a few minutes to email me your thoughts about the program and how it has helped you in your life. Okay, so this is our sixth class module, and I trust that you're exactly where you need to be. Your homework was to read Chapter 8, Intuition and Guidance, and complete the inside assignments, but if you haven't, don't worry. Simply ask your angels to guide you to what is of your highest good to read and complete next. Now, in this call, we're going to be working with Florence's energy. But first, I want to talk about the energy behind her treatment. Now, when Florence was living, she would speak the word and perform treatments for people. Florence would create an energetic container of knowing that whatever the person she was treating for, whatever they wanted to experience, whatever they wanted to be, do, or have, was already theirs at a higher plane of existence. She knew this without any doubt. Florence understood that the only way we can have the idea of something is because it already exists. It exists in a higher dimension, and then we open our hearts into a greater awareness, and that idea flashes in, and we feel the excitement of being, doing, or having this idea. And whatever flashes into your consciousness is possible because it's already in your awareness. So when I say what you wish to experience already exists at a higher plane of existence, I really mean it. And so did Florence. Florence knew with every cell of her being that whatever the person wanted was already theirs. They just needed to believe it too, to bring it into their reality. So Florence's energy never wavered. No matter what the person wanted, she knew the money, the apartment, the relationship, the business, the experience, the closer connection with God, whatever they wanted existed. No question, no doubt, no fear. Just simple, matter of fact, it already existed. It was already theirs. So her treatments and speaking the word were of the energy of this knowing of having already received when there was no sign of it in sight to the human eye. She created a safe container of energetic knowing that held her and the person she was treating for. And because Florence's energy was so anchored, solid, and firm in the knowing, it was easier for the student to believe too. And the student would ascend their energetic vibration to that of Florence's, knowing so powerfully that when they were no longer together physically, the student was still able to maintain that energy. And Florence held the power of two with her students and the people she treated for, and when the student stepped to the plate and joined that excited, expectant, powerful energy of having already received, they did receive. And this program holds that same energetic power of two for you. The spiritual energy of Florence is very much alive and well and is multiplied by your angels and me, plus the other mastery students. We know that whatever it is you wish to transform in your life, whatever it is you wish to create in your life, no matter what it is, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your background is, no matter where you live, you have the ability to experience as your reality everything that brings your heart joy in whatever form that is. All that makes up your square of life, wealth, love, health, perfect self-expression, and everything in between is yours. And this program is a safe container of that belief energy. And with that being said, I want to invite you to post in the private Facebook community what weighs on your heart that you're struggling with so we can support you, if there is something. And what is the energy that's between you and waking up with excitement and joy in the morning? Is it an energy that you can put into words? And if not, ask your angels to help you identify words to describe it, so we can help you heal it. And remember, the private Facebook community is a safe place to be vulnerable. We're here to expand our awareness. Me too. Every time I facilitate this program, I'm propelled into all kinds of new territory. And trust me, I'm human too. And to date, every time I've presented this program and the Secret Door to Success Mastermind, a large dose of fear, some fear that's been suppressed that has nothing to do with the program, reveals itself to me, and thank God I've known what to do to heal it. We are all as an onion. And as we grow and expand our awareness, we peel back the layers of suppressed pain and fear. And that fear comes forward not to punish or drag us back, but to be healed, to set us free. And healing does just that. Healing, it opens the way to freely expand even more beautifully into joy, love, and light. To be, do, and have more joy, love, and light as our daily experience. And when you experience a revelation of fear-filled energy of the past that's screaming to be healed, and you're struggling with healing it, reach out to the Facebook community. We're in this together. You're not alone, no matter what's going on in your life. If it's painful, We're here for you. Reach out for help through the Facebook community. We're here to support you. Now, you're already working with Florence's energy, whether you know it or not. As a follower of her teachings, she's with you. Her energy is quiet and matter-of-fact, yet it's comforting and supportive. And if you know Florence's energy already, you'll enjoy this opportunity to ask her questions and take your connection with her to a higher level. And if you're unaware of her energy, I'm really excited to formally introduce you to her. But before we do that, I want to share some insight into working with the energy of the people who lived in human bodies but now reside in the angelic realm. And I'll share with you some of my story in reconnecting and just how simple it really is to connect. Now, I believe before we incarnate to Mother Earth, we meet with a council of guides to determine things we want to experience and heal while living in a human body. However, I believe we have free will as to the how we'll experience healing this energy in order to achieve living our version of heaven on earth. And I believe that this council of angels, guides, and teachers work with us throughout our lives to help us achieve our goals. There are 18 of the angelic realm. And along the way, people we love may become a part of that team when their physical body expires and their spirit returns to the realm of the angelic. And like many of you, I suppressed the ability to communicate with my angelic guides as I grew up. And then when I got older and learned about our angelic team and felt their love, I wanted to speak with them. Because in my human mind, I knew they had a perspective of understanding that I simply did not have as a human, and I wanted to access that perspective. And when I was in my early 20s, I tried to figure out how to reconnect with them, but really didn't get anywhere with it. I didn't make that connection. It just didn't seem to be working. I'd try to meditate, and I'd fall asleep. And then when my daughter, Jessie, was in elementary school, we received some disturbing news about a friend, and we were both very upset. And when we stopped crying, Jess went downstairs to get something out of the dryer, and we were alone in the apartment, but she clearly heard a female voice say, "Hello." And she came running back upstairs, totally freaked out. And that voice was my great-grandmother, Jessie's great-great-grandmother, trying to comfort her. And when I explained this to Jessie, she was comforted, but she really did not want to talk with Grandma Haley that way. But I did. I thought, if Grandma Haley could talk with Jessie, then she could sure talk with me. So I read books about communicating with deceased loved ones, and I tried to connect with her and other deceased relatives through meditation, and sometimes it worked. I spoke with them, and those connections, oh my God, they were amazing. And I can still remember them today as clearly as they were in those original moments of connecting. But most of the time, I just fell asleep. And then my cousin Vicky was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and my dear grandmother, Laura, visited Vicky a lot, and she shared with me how hard it was on Vicky's dad. He was really struggling with the fact that his daughter was dying, and he didn't want to accept it. And one night, not long after Grandma told me this, I was wakened from a sound sleep by laughter. And in my mind's eye, I could see Vicky and my great-grandma Haley in a beautiful garden of yellow roses, and they were talking and laughing, and I was so excited to see them, and they were excited to see me. And Vicky told me to tell her father that she was exuberant. And she told me this several times to make sure I got it. And to be honest, up to that point, I had never even used the word exuberant to describe anything. It just wasn't a word in my vocabulary. And then she told me to tell my grandmother Laura that she loved her. And I asked her if she wanted me to tell her mother anything, and she said she already knows. And Vicky had never seen my daughter, Jessie, but she then told me that Jessie was beautiful. And, well, being the emotional girl that I am, I started to cry and to sniff, and my Grandma Haley told me to stop it because my husband would want me to get up and blow my nose. Somehow she knew that sniffing annoys him, and she had never even met him. And I thought that perhaps Vicky had passed that night, but she didn't. But she did pass a few days later. And Vicky's brother wrote her obituary and stated that Vicky had lived an exuberant life. He didn't know about the conversation Vicky, great-grandma Haley, and I had in the middle of the night, 1,000 miles away. But he used the same word that Vicky did. And when I finally spoke with Vicky's mother, I asked her what Vicky's favorite flower was, and it was yellow roses. And this was a huge turning point for me. And when I think about this experience, it's as clear as it was when it happened. This is how to know when you talk with a deceased loved one that that experience is real. If sharing this with you right now, it's like that experience just happened. It's that clear. You know, when that happened, I had no more doubts about my ability to communicate with those of the angelic realm. I knew I could really do it. But then not long after that, I was having dinner with a friend who'd known my Grandma Haley when she was living, and I was so excited to tell her about that visit from Grandma Haley and Vicky and how I created the Soul Kisses website and was actively working to improve my communication skills with those of the angelic realm. But moments later, I felt like I had hit a brick wall because my friend was devout Catholic, and she immediately disapproved and told me that the Bible states that talking with deceased relatives is the work of the devil. Like, this woman was my friend. I didn't want her to think badly of me, but I knew the energy I'd been experiencing was of love and light, and she had to be wrong. So I just sat there, confused and unsure. And I retreated, and I looked deep within. I asked questions, and I got answers. And I knew with every cell of my being that, yes, she was wrong. I learned firsthand, when you're working on something that is near and dear to your heart, something you're passionate about, something that brings you joy beyond measure, don't share it with just anybody. If you're not 100% sure someone you want to tell will support you, don't. Do not tell them. Only tell people who will completely support you. And there are a lot of people out there who will try to squash your dreams no matter what the dreams are. And some people will do it on purpose, and others will do it just because they don't get it. And it's okay that they don't get it. What's important is that you maintain your energy for your passion. And my friend, died a few years ago. And the funny thing is, she immediately came to me from spirit. Imagine that. She condemned me while she was living, but didn't hesitate to come from spirit to tell me to give her husband a message. And that was okay. Now, as for my friend disapproving of my communicating with the angelic realm and cautioning me, well, there are energies that are not of the light. And fear feeds these energies and gives them life. And I want to ask you to never use an Ouija board. And I suggest you ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with you when you intend to work with those in spirit. And you'll note that my meditations, my prayers in the meditations, ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. Okay, so to get back to working with loved ones of the angelic realm, when my dad died during open heart surgery on Halloween in 2005, I met with him in spirit before he left his physical body. And I was sitting at my desk in Colorado, and he was in a hospital 1,000 miles away. And our higher selves, our spirits, met over the operating table. And we talk about this experience in the Waiting in the Other Room book that we wrote together and published in 2009, 4 years after his death. And when he died, I hadn't seen him for 12 years, but we talked on the phone a lot. And when we got on the phone, my battery usually died before our calls were complete. So when he died and his spirit came to see me, it was as if he never really died. I was still talking to him. And that next morning after his death, I was getting dressed and I heard him laughing and he said, "You've put on weight." I was like, "Oh my God, really, Daddy? You're in this magical place and your first comment is, you've put on weight?" Well, as unenlightening as the comment was, it confirmed for me that it was him, because he would say something like that. And the laughter, well, you know, that laughter, it completely took the sting out of the comment. And when Daddy died, my dear friend Barbara Mark, co-author of Angel Speak, shared with me that one of her deceased friends explained from the angelic realm that the physical body dying is simply a breath, an exhale of breath out of the body into spirit form. The body simply being the vessel that houses our spirit here on Mother Earth. And in the spring of 2006, Barbara was diagnosed with cancer. She died that summer. And her sister Trudy called me early next morning to let me know. And after talking with Trudy, I walked into my office and I stood there in the center of the room and looking around and I said out loud, "Well, I guess I should get some work done today." And then, as clearly as I'm talking to you right now, I heard Barbara laughing, and she said, "If you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then when can you?" Well, I grabbed a pen and paper and wrote down everything she said. She was so excited, and she said, "Kate, I was right when I told you that dying is just a breath out of the physical body into spirit. There's no pain, only love, and the love." "Oh, Kate," she said, "the love here is more than the human mind can take in. You become love, and there are no human words to express." Barbara was ecstatically happy. And communicating with the spiritual essence of those who once lived in human bodies is a gift we give to ourselves and to them. And Daddy says it's like applause and they can't get enough of it. And my experience has been that I've never spoken to a human spirit that was unhappy. My dad suffered from severe depression before he died. And now every time I see him, he's smiling and happy, even when I'm not. And when my cousin Vicky was dying, she and Grandma Haley were happy and laughing. And Barbara was ecstatic when she first came to me. And she has been every time. What I've learned is that we're communicating with the angelic realm all the time, every moment of every day. And each of us take in that communication in our own way. We may have a feeling or knowing within or a nudge, or we may hear them or see them in our mind's eye. And the reason we're not consciously aware of them communicating with us is because they've been with us since before we were born. So they're a part of us, like our heart. We all have one, and it's working, but we don't feel it all the time. Same with our angelic A-team. They're always with us, but we don't always feel them. And that's why many times when we do a meditation together, I'll ask them to come in close so you'll feel the shift of energy in the room to that higher vibration of love. Now, at the end of last week's Chapter 5, on page 96, Florence states, "In the world thought, there's tribulation. But Jesus Christ said, 'Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.'" The world thought is that of sin, sickness, and death. And Jesus saw their absolute unreality and said, "Sickness and sorrow shall pass away, and death itself, the last enemy, be overcome." That enemy of fear. Now, a short biography is sometimes included in Florence's books, and it says, "We do know that it was in her apartment at 1136 Fifth Avenue that Florence Shin passed away, a half hour before noon on October 17, 1940, at 69. The attending physician did not indicate the nature of her short illness." And then he shares the comments of noted New York writer Ira Glackens, and this is what it says. "Finally, one day, Flossie went into her living room, sat down, and died. Not long afterward, her effects were sold in a dingy auction room. Edith Glockens, Ira's mother, found Flossie's goods and chattels had been sold and carted away. Only a few of her drawings were scattered on the floor, not yet having been swept up. And the attendant said she might have them. So Edith, faithful to her old friend, picked up the drawings off the floor and carried them home. No one else had cared. One or two of these rescued drawings are now in the Library of Congress." And on that note, the story ends. But not really. Many thousands more than those Florence Govel Shin reached in person have made her life a very real part of theirs. Is it too much to suggest that in and through them, she continues to play the game of life? Every time I read this about Florence, I feel an intense sadness that isn't real, because Florence wasn't alone. She was never alone. She fully understood the connection humans have with the angelic realm, and she lived her path as one with God. She'd fully reconnected with the source of her life force energy, and the reason her physical body died was because she'd completed her mission this lifetime on Mother Earth, and she was ready to go home. She was, and still is, a remarkable metaphysical teacher with a true gift of holding the safe space for us, you and me, to look deeply within and face the fears of this lifetime as well as the fears of past lives. In "Who Was Florence Govel Shin" section in the beginning of the workbook, I suggest asking yourself, what would Florence do in this situation? And to not be surprised when you receive a sign or a lead, as Florence calls it, to guide you, because Florence now has the ability to be omnipresent, meaning she can be with each one of us at the same time. Florence's spirit is very much alive, well, and very active in both the angelic realm and here on Mother Earth. Now, in 2006, after implementing Florence's teachings for over 10 years, the energy of her spirit came to me, just like my dad does, and told me she wanted me to write an e-course based on the Game of Life. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. So we went to work. She chose which chapter we worked on first, and it wasn't Chapter 1. And we had 3 chapters left when she disappeared. And I asked my guides, where'd she go? And they told me I had some physical world experiences to get through before we could finish. Well, that didn't sound good for me, and it wasn't. The experience rocked my life to its foundation. But I continued working with my guides and using Florence's simple techniques to manage my energy, and I got through it. On the other side of the experience, she came back, and we completed the final three chapters, and the Soul Kisses community loved the e-course. Then in 2009, she came back and wanted me to put the e-course into workbook format. And again, I was totally on board with that, so we did it. And we self-published the first workbook, just like she did back in 1925. Then in 2010, DeVos & Company offered me a contract to publish it, and we accepted. They were also the first ones to publish Florence's book. But it took them 3 years to put it in my hand. And finally, in January of 2014, the new Game of Life workbook made its debut. And here we are. Florence and an entire team of angels are working behind the scenes to introduce and reintroduce people to her simple teachings. And for those who want to transform their lives more quickly with a human hand of support as a community, the Game of Life Mastery Program is available. Now, in 2010, when the first workbook came out, I presented a program based on it, and people wrote to me telling me how they felt Florence's energy with them, helping them. And Florence helped me to deliver that program. I was so nervous. And that was the first time I'd presented any kind of program. It was the first time I'd done anything like that. And I would sit there moments before the program started. And I'd have sweat rolling down both sides. I'd be a mess. And then I noticed that Florence was sitting on the end of the desk, filing her nails. She did that before every call. And I calmed down. She's with you to help you. Students of the Master Program have shared with us how Florence has come to them in dreams, in meditations, as well as working directly with them consciously. And you may not communicate with Florence or those of the angelic realm the same way I do, and that's okay. Just simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. You may see a vision or experience in your mind's eye, like a movie trailer or movie itself. You may see images or pictures. You may see Florence as an energy or light, or you may see her as she looked while living in her human body. You may even see her as a geometric shape. You may hear whispers inside or outside your head, whispers of love and light, or you may simply have a knowing in your heart of the communication. Again, simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. Oh, and if your deceased relatives are like mine, one or more of them may hijack your experience so they can talk with you. I had that happen once during a live program that I was presenting. That was last year, and my uncle was in the hospital having suffered a severe stroke. And his higher self stepped in to talk with me while the recorded guided journey was playing during a live program call. It was all good, but totally unexpected. So just allow yourself to experience whatever you experience, and we'll just ask the angels to hold you in love and light and allow only those of the light to communicate with you. And with that being shared, every time I've introduced everyone to Florence's energy, the experience has been awesome. I'm going to play the version that's in the Mastery Tool Library, the one with music. I love, love, love using this because then I get to participate with you. And I'll begin this guided journey to meet with Florence's energy in just a moment. But first, I want to warn you that the recording may be a little louder than my voice, so be aware of that and pull the phone away from your ear before we start. if you need to. And again, I want to ask the angels to hold the safe space as we meet with Florence.
So we'll begin by quieting our minds. So if you'll place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up, please close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And take a few deep breaths in. And with your eyes closed, allow yourself to experience whatever the angels bring to you. You may see Florence in your mind's eye. You may simply feel her energy. And don't be surprised if you recognize it as familiar. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we come together in love and light to meet with the loving energy of Florence Scovelshin. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we ask for your guidance and support as we open our hearts to experience our highest possible good. In deepest gratitude, amen. So take a deep breath and see before you your mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark. And as your hand slips into the tree, lean into it and blend your spiritual beingness into the loving essence of your grounding tree. Your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, through the clay, down to the core love light at her center. And take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. The branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Breathe deeply of the healing love of God. Take another deep breath and expand the healing energies of Mother Earth and the love of God within your heart. You are one with God. Now the hand of an angel reaches for you from the other side of the tree. Take the angel's hand and step into the safe space of the angelic realm. You've stepped into a beautiful garden, lush green plants and beautiful flowers welcome you. The angel guides you deeper into the garden where Florence waits for you. She's sitting on a bench, quietly enjoying the sunshine while she waits. Walk over to her. She's very excited to meet with you and hugs you with great affection. Sit down beside her on the bench and get comfortable. Florence wants to share that you've stepped into a magical time. A magical time that's easier to take your power back that you've given away this lifetime and previous lifetimes. It's easier to take it back now. And she's so happy to be holding this space for you to reconnect with the love that is your essence, to help you open your heart to the love and prosperity that is yours in all areas of your square of life. Florence gently takes your hands in hers, and with great love, she asks, "What would you like to know?" This is your time to ask her any question that you have. Allow your heart to be open to whatever she shares with you. While you sit here on the bench with Florence, talking with her, breathing in her energy and all the love she holds for you, ask her anything you wish to know and allow yourself to take in her answers, her guidance, and her wisdom. In whatever way works best for you. This is a beautiful place for you and Florence to get to know each other. Breathe deeply. Continue to breathe deeply, and your connection grows stronger and stronger, and it's easy to understand her love, her wisdom, and her guidance. Take a deep breath and know that you can return to this place anytime you wish to work with Florence. If you like, set a time and date with her, and she'll meet you here. Now it's time to return to the physical world. Thank Florence and the angels for meeting with you, and walk back to your grounding tree, taking the loving energy of Florence with you. Step into the grounding tree and breathe in deeply, and see the roots of your grounding tree blend with your feet to burrow deeply into Mother Earth, down through the soils, the rocks, through the water, down to the core light of love within her. And take another deep breath and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up through your legs, up through your body to your heart. Step out of the tree into the physical world, fully grounded and holding the love of this experience within your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
I love, love, love this magical journey with Florence. Now you have access to this journey with Florence as a separate audio file in the Mastery Tool Library. Be sure to download all the files in the Mastery Tool Library and the recordings and transcripts of this program for your records, so you'll have access to them whenever you need them. Be open to Florence's calm, assertive energy. And she has a rather extreme sense of humor, and I know you'll love it. Ask her and your angels to work with you every day, and they will. This completes our call. Your homework for next week is to read Chapter 2 and complete the Insight Assignment. And if you have a question and you're on the phone, please raise your hand by pushing star 2 on your keypad. And if you're listening on the web, please type your message into the queue. I want to ask you to continue to perfect your process of solidifying the love energy that you wish to be in when you wake up in the morning. And use your powerful, bold affirmation containers of energy to claim your empowered energy on a daily basis. Keep your worry angel employed by giving him all the worries that flitter through your thoughts. And if you're a new Mastery student, be sure to go to the Mastery website and schedule your one-on-one time with me. And if none of the dates or times work for you, please email me and we'll get something scheduled. And if you're a returning Mastery student and would like a 30-minute session with me, there is a fee, so email me and we'll get you scheduled. Continue to rewrite your neural pathway daily. You can do this. And if you're experiencing strange dreams as you're expanding into a greater expression of yourself and reclaiming your energy as the master creator of your life, please listen into the guidance of our mastery expert, Lynette Turner. Her insight will help you to work with your dream guides. And I would love it if you would take a few minutes to send me a testimonial of your experience with this program. I'll be adding a few of them to the second edition of the Game of Life workbook when it's printed this year, and use them to also use them to promote the mastery program in emails and on the website. I would love it if you would share your thoughts with me. And before I take any questions, I want you to know, to really know, to feel it in your heart, just how much I value you and believe in your ability to live your version of heaven on earth. And whether you're listening in live right now or you're reading the transcript 6 months from now, I want you to feel the love and support the angels, Florence and I, hold for you. I want you to feel the belief I hold for you that you deserve, and it is your birthright, to experience whatever it is that brings you joy. I know this without any doubt. And if you're having doubts, please post in the Facebook community so we can support you and help you process through that doubt. So breathe into that energy of love we send to you. And take it with you everywhere you go. Okay. So let's see here. I don't have any hands up yet. Let's see. Do we have any questions in the queue? No questions in the queue. Okay, check for hands up again, and no hands up. Okay, well, I want to ask you a favor, please, to take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder, and take your left hand and put it on your right shoulder, and give yourself a really big hug from me. I want to thank you so much for being with me this evening. This does complete our call with no questions, so if anything comes up for you, please post it in the Facebook. And if you're not on the Facebook, and I know several of you are not, send me that email, an email with your question, and I will get it back to you. So everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And do your very best to maintain that wonderful energy of love.